Oh, man, how did this happen? It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. Hey, coming up in less than 15 minutes, we are getting into it. Box of Shame, live on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. Producer Porkchop lost Daradice yesterday, so he will face all sorts of possible punishments
are
coming up.
Are you scared, Porkchop? Nervous?
A little.
He's sweaty.
It could be anything you have to do.
833-563-2539. Everybody loves a new car smell, but one wrong move and it can be ruined forever. What did you spill in your car? I used to detail cars when I first started in radio. I worked at a car wash, a gas station place, and they also had a detail shop. So you'd come in there, you'd want your car waxed, or you want the inside clean. I think the worst thing that I ever had to clean up, and it's probably quite common, was spilt milk. And the thing is, not even that it was like, if you get it up quickly and you get it all out, it's not bad. But this milk, Mackenzie, baked into the carpet. It was like a little science experiment. And it was one of the top five worst smells I've ever had in my life. I'm not even going to describe the other ones because I don't know if they're appropriate for the radio.
Dairy of any kind spilt. Bad.
Absolutely disgusting. 833-563-2539. Things happen while you're driving or maybe getting into your car. I want to know, what did you spill in your car? 833-563-2539. Liv, you got a new car. Have you ruined it yet or what?
No, I haven't ruined it yet. This was actually in my old car. So I was driving a bunch of my guy friends to a party because they didn't have a DD. And so I had about five guys in the back of my car. And this was a tiny little sedan. And a guy in my front seat in the car. And they had a bunch of Solo cups. Well, they start like wrestling around in the back. And I'm like, guys, take it easy. Like, we have no room. And this is illegal. And I ended up like one of the guys got knocked. In the back, he was sitting on someone's lap and spilt two cups all over my entire dashboard and radio. It was beer. So now my car just reeked of
beer.
Which
is great if you get pulled over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also dip spit.
Ew.
I had dip spit.
Ew,
which
disgusting.
Is the worst thing to clean out. And I'm not kidding. My car smelled like beer for at least 4 months after that.
That's disturbing.
I don't know the scientific reason, because I'm sure there is one. But like, yeah, beer smells fine when you crack a can. But the next day after a party when you're cleaning up all the beer cans, that is just one of the worst smells. Like, and to have that in your, how long did that linger in your car?
I'm not joking, like 4 months. And also all of the buttons on my radio were super sticky. So I could only use, it was stuck.
Like, what happened in this vehicle?
It was stuck on one station because I couldn't switch it because they were so sticky.
That is so horrible. I had a acai bowl, and that's not a car food.
No, it's at home only.
It's a yogurt, and I'm eating it as fast as I can. It's Blue Magic. It's bright blue, like Smurf blue. I spilled it all over my lavender dress right before I was about to go live on TV. I had to make a mad dash and do a like change very quickly because I never got it out of the dress. I sent it to the cleaners, like, and they were like, I'm sorry, this is done. Like,
you're just gonna have to wear something else.
And then it ran all over my car, and there's still blue between the driver's seat, like where my seat
is. I kind of
want
to go to your car and see this.
I can't get it out.
833-563-2539. Andrea, what did you spill in your ride?
So I brought home some of the donations. Well, actually, I was bringing it to my office. But I was taking the Starbucks syrup donations that we received from an event, and I left them in my car overnight because I was going to bring them back to the office in the morning. Almost an entire full bottle of cinnamon dolce syrup
sealed
and saturated underneath my seat of my car. So when I had to have it detailed because it was in the back seat, when I had my car detailed, they had to remove my front passenger seat to get all of it extracted. And it's been 2 months now, and I still smell cinnamon dolce. It's been extracted twice, and I had an ozone cleaning as well.
On the bright tip, did it smell good for a little bit? I love the smell of cinnamon.
It actually smells amazing. It gets too hot. It gets too hot outside, and then I get a headache because it's too strong.
Too cinnamony. I was going to say, a lot of people put cinnamon in their car so it smells good.
I feel like Andrea's going to...
I will never have to buy another air freshener for my car forever.
Instant. I love it.
I feel like Andrea's going to go today and buy some pumpkin spice and just pour that all over there, too, to get ready for the fall. Hey, Andrea, thank you for calling in to 833-563-2539. Let's go to Corey this morning. Corey, what did you spill in your car? I hope it didn't stink too bad.
So I had somebody flipping pancakes, and I had to clean up the remnants out of the back of my car. I was an Uber driver.
Wait, you Uber drove and somebody was hooking up in your car?
So no, it was actually after the fact, but the remnants was in my car.
Oh, you drove them after they had flipped pancakes?
Yes.
Got it. Did you charge them? I know like Ubers, if someone throws up, you can charge them like a $200 cleaning fee. Did you charge them?
No, so I didn't even notice it until about 10 minutes later. And I had my wife, you know, I noticed it when she got in the car. And then later on, like I'm driving down the road with my window down. I roll my window back up and I'm like, oh no. I look in my back seat and there it is.
Gross.
All right, I'm gonna go with Lyft now, Corey. Thanks. Now that I know you drive for Uber, I want to avoid that. Hey, Port Chad, what about you? You ever have anything that you got like spilled in your vehicle?
I remember when I was, this is nasty, when I was really, really young. This is like one of my first memories. I had to be like 4 or 5 years old. I was old enough to where I didn't have diapers. Probably 4 or 5.
Why did I ask?
He's like, when I was 8.
It was like an emergency. I had to go to the bathroom. So my parents I went in a cup, and it spilled in the car.
Okay. I regret asking that decision.
I will say I had a very similar traumatic experience. My little dog Belle, she's blind and deaf. The Helen and Keller of dogs. She started to go to the bathroom in the back of my car on the way taking her to the vet. It was awful.
You couldn't
and I have
wait?
A screaming baby. Lulu's like, Mommy, Mommy, Lulu's, Belly's going. And I'm like driving. I swerve off the road. Someone probably thinks I'm having a seizure. And I grab her because she's half going.
And by the time you grab her, it's too late. Road.
It was the worst experience of my life.
Let's talk to Aubrey. We'll wrap things up here. Aubrey, we want to know, what did you spill in your car?
I spilled buffalo chicken dip with ranch in my car.
Oh.
I was driving to my company outing or my company get together, and I guess I didn't close the lid all the way, and I turned in my car really fast, and all the buffalo chicken dip, it started spilling out.
You're just like, no!
Yeah, all the way.
If I was
it was
you,
really bad.
I just would have turned around, went home, and opened the bag of chips and ate it out of my car. I'm like, you know what?
You would.
This is a sign. This is how it's going to go. Hey, Aubrey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Okay, guys, I had something happen to me years ago. I think it was probably 7 to 10 years ago. So long ago, I don't remember the exact date, but I remember the situation. And, it happened to me again, and I feel violated, and I'm not really happy about it. But I want to know if anybody else has actually went through what I've went through. I'll tell you the full story and get your thoughts coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. What about the Box of Shame and Dare Dice? Well, we're less than 10 minutes from that, too, so don't go anywhere.